prices have gone up worldwide again just a day after the U.S. imposed new sanctions against Iran's energy sector. Brent North Sea crude rose to over $106 a barrel. The light sweet crude for September gained 80 cents to settle at over $88 a barrel. The Syrian army and anti-government militants battle it out in the city of Aleppo. Government forces have stormed a school used as a command center by armed gangs in the Salahuddin neighborhood. 150 militants were killed in the fighting. Tensions on the Syria-Turkey border as Ankara stages tank maneuvers near their shared frontier. The exercises follow the deployment of Turkish forces in the region. Reports say some 25 tanks took part in the drills. The exercises are expected to last for several days. Emirati authorities continue to crack down on dissent, arresting more opposition activists. At least 50 people have been arrested since last year. The Amnesty International, on Tuesday urged the UAE to disclose the location of the activists while expressing concerns over possible torture and ill treatment of the detainees. No end in sight to the financial troubles in the Eurozone. Manufacturing activity contracted in July at its fastest pace in 3 years. The plunge was both in output and new orders. Germany posted one of the lowest scores. Only Spain and Greece saw their manufacturing sector contract faster. More violence in Afghanistan. A roadside bomb kills a senior police official and three other officers. The incident took place in Zabul province. No one has so far claimed responsibility for the attack, which bears the hallmarks of the Taliban. Several members of Iran's Red Crescent have been kidnapped in Libya. The Libyan Red Crescent says the Iranian delegation was invited to Libya to discuss cooperation in the field of humanitarian aid. The kidnappers want Iran to help release their detained relatives in Iraq.